Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
In regard to masturbation, I think that that is something that is a part of human sexuality, and it is a part of something that perhaps should be taught.
We're going to talk about a lot of different subjects, and you know, it's nice Friday night, what the heck, right?
St. Pete, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. I hope everybody out there had a wonderful Christmas holiday season. And by the way, Happy New Year. Yes. Today is New Year's Day 2016.
Yes.
I tell you, 2016 is very hopeful for me. I've always thought that my life was better on the even numbered years.
Right.
And this year in particular, 16 is my favorite number. So yeah. Right. I'm looking for big things in this year to come.
Get a lottery ticket.
Yeah, yeah, right. Get a lottery ticket because 16 is my favorite number. Right. Right. I'll get 16 of them. Okay. Tonight in the studio, to my left, my girl, Hannah Claire.
Yes, that's me.
Yes, that's you. To my right, my boy, Ty Ginn.
I guess that's me.
Okay. And over in the corner, my blushing bride, Stephanie.
That would be me.
All right. Happy Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy friggin' New Year.
Right. Let's see. We did not do a Christmas show. We did a week before Christmas show.
Yeah. Right.
So we've had a little bit of time off. We may be a little rusty. Hannah, do you feel good about working the board and all that?
Yeah.
All the button pushing and the knob great. Turning and all that?
I know what I'm yeah. doing.
Okay. She knows how to push buttons.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
never gets old.
We'll see what happens then. We're just going to get right on into it. All right. Let's talk about sports, man. And we'll do it briefly because I know you kids roll your eyes every time I go to talk about sports.
They're still rolling.
Yeah, they're still rolling.
I'm getting dizzy, man.
Yeah. Let's see. As long as I don't see the whites of your eyes, that means you haven't checked out, I guess. And don't get too dizzy rolling your eyes. All right, so my Bucks last Sunday, well, they lost again. A game that I really thought that they should have won, but they lost to the Chicago Bears 26-21. And basically, it was the same old story. Too many penalties, too many drop passes, and too many fumbles. It looks like the Bucks are very good at beating themselves.
Yes, absolutely.
And unfortunately, that's the way it's been all season.
Yes.
They have glimpses of fantastic teamwork
yes.
and football. Mm-hmm. And then they kill themselves. They shoot themselves in the foot every game with the penalties and drop passes. It's amazing. I was talking to this guy the other day about Mike Evans, you know, their top receiver. And he goes, I think he's betting. I think he's betting against the team because he drops some of the most, some of the easiest passes. He will make some of the hardest passes.
Right.
But so, when he's like going to catch a ball on the 5 yard line, drops it every time.
He bobbles it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, hot potato.
I don't know. They need to figure that out. You know, I mean, this year is pretty much lost. If they had won this last Sunday, and then won again this coming Sunday, they could have finished at 500. Mm-hmm. But now that they lost last Sunday to the Bears, that's not going to happen. And this coming Sunday, they play the powerhouse North Carolina Panthers,
right?
Who have only lost one game. Now, Do you think the Bucks will be spoilers? I kind of doubt it.
I doubt it.
I just don't know that they have that much mojo, and they're playing in North Carolina. So pretty much the Bucks season is over. Now, a bright spot, three bright spots
for the Bucks. It's getting shiny
It's getting better all the time. two of the Bucks, running back Doug Martin and defensive tackle Gerald McCoy, both earned spots on this year's Pro Bowl team. So that's sort of an uptick. Bright spot. And then also, I'm just going to add this in there. I think Jameis Winston, as a rookie, I think he had a great season.
I do too.
I don't think we could have asked for anything more from him.
No, he had a great season. I agree with that.
Yeah, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I think he truly is the leader of the team. And, I look forward to great things from him in the future. So.
And what was your third bright spot?
That was it. Winston, Jameis Winston. Didn't I say
that? You had...
Two of them went to the Pro Bowl.
Oh, two. Okay.
And then Jameis Winston, three.
Three. Okay.
So there you go.
They each
got really like two and a half.
Don't make me second guess myself, Stephanie.
I'm sorry.
I'm like looking at my notes like, what? What did I miss? What did I miss?
Well, didn't they win more games this year than the two seasons combined?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Something like that.
Last
year. I mean, that's a bright spot.
Last year,
as well.
I think they only won one game.
They're improving.
So not bad. Not bad. They did a whole lot better this year than anybody thought they were going to do.
Absolutely.
So that was good.
That's true.
All right. Now, on a sad note regarding sports, I don't know if you kids know who... Well, Hannah Claire, I'll ask you first. Do you have any idea who Meadowlark Lemon is?
Yeah.
Do you? Who?
He was a basketball player.
Okay. For what team?
Lakers?
No.
I don't know.
Not every basketball player was on the Lakers.
Well, it's the only one I know of.
You know of another one.
49ers? Oh, are you still
Does this help?
No.
Does this help you at all?
Oh, the...
Think back.
The Globetrotters?
Yes!
Yeah!
Right. Okay. Well, on a sad note, Meadowlark Lemon died this past Sunday at the age of 83 years old.
He trots the globe no more.
I didn't realize he was that old.
Yeah, well, you know what? He started playing for the Globetrotters in 1954. He played for 24 years, ending his career in 1978. He was actually inducted into the Professional Basketball Hall of Fame in 2003. And in 1986, after retiring from the Globetrotters, became an ordained minister and made it a point to go around to different youth programs and talk to kids and keep them out of trouble and keep them in school and that kind of thing. As far as I'm concerned, Meadowlark Lemon is probably the all-time most famous Globetrotter, other than Curly Neal, the shortest one, the short little ball guy that could dribble his ass off. Those are the two that I remember the most.
Well, of course they are. They got to hang out with Scooby-Doo.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I always loved it when the Globetrotters were on Scooby-Doo. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, so farewell to Meadowlark Lemon. Actually, his real name was Meadow George Lemon. Mm-hmm. So there you go. That's my sports.
Well, that was, and in the Cleveland show, at one point, they had a dog named Meadowlark Lemon, however you say it.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did, yeah. It was Rollo's dog.
Oh, right. Oh, the animated.
Yeah.
The Cleveland show. Which is a spinoff of
Family Guy. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh,
right. Okay. Now that we've done sports, let's go right into our beer tasting.
Okay.
And if you've been listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour show, you will know that over the past 5 weeks, we have tasted or tested one of this area's, St. Pete and Tampa Bay area's, breweries offerings.
Right.
Tonight's offering comes from Florida Avenue Brewing Company, located at 4101 Florida Avenue, Tampa, Florida. And this particular beer... what happened? Sorry. I don't know how that happened. Meadowlark wasn't done, I guess.
Yes, exactly.
He
wanted to try the craft beer as well.
So anyway, this particular beer from Florida Avenue Brewing Company is called Florida Avenue Ale.
Okay.
Right, so let's we will taste it. Now, do you guys want to taste it, or is it just going to be me and Mom?
I'll give it a little taste.
I think they want us to test it first.
Florida Avenue Ale.
There's yours.
Oh, it looks good.
It'd be fun to watch people try to order it after
Stephanie?
A few of them.
Right.
Yeah, Florida Avenue Ale.
Florida Avenue.
Anna Claire.
Here, I'll be like
the one I've been drinking.
Yeah, come on. That one.
Okay, who's first?
It looks good.
It looks good.
It looks like beer.
Well, no, it looks light. I like.
Steph, what do you think?
That's not bad.
I'm surprised.
Ty says not bad, and this is a guy that does not drink.
That wasn't bad at all.
Okay, Hannah Claire, go ahead.
The sniff is pretty rough.
Dun 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 dun.
No,
okay.
Like
all right.
Never drink.
I'm going to give it a shot. Let's see what we got here.
Kind of tastes like Bud Light Platinum.
No, it's light and it's not. I can get the a little bit of citrus, but it's not overbearing. It's nice. It's not bad.
It's not bad at all. I like it.
I don't notice any immediate aftertaste or sort of a thickness in the back of my throat. I think it's not bad. It's not bad.
It's nice. It's light. It's very light.
Right.
It was more like a soda.
Okay. Well, what it says it was brewed specifically for our hot and humid climate with a hint of citrus that provides a crisp, refreshing ale that says Florida.
Florida.
Yeah. All right. So that was that one. Now, here's something that I received for Christmas. I received my very own beer making kit for Christmas. So if we were to create our own brewery, right here in Little Seminole.
In the Marco Radio Show Studio.
Yeah, what would we call our brewing company?
I don't think I can answer that on the radio.
Okay.
Okay.
Ty's going to be bleeped out.
Ginbrew.
Ginbrew. Anybody
we'll
else?
Save that one for later.
Seminole's Finest?
No, I think we would need to name it after Tilly.
Happy Hour Ale? Tilly's Tale.
Straight
yeah,
up.
Yeah, Tilly's Tale.
That's a good one.
Brutus's Butt. Because a lot of these craft beers have strange names.
Tilly's Blue Eye.
Right.
Yeah, the
Blue Eye. Tilly.
The Blue Eye would be the light beer, and the Brown Eye would be the darker beers.
Right. Well, we will work on the name of our very own brewery here at the Marco Radio Happy Hour show.
Brewery.
I'm going to have to work on that, too.
We'll have to call it something else.
I broke out the instructions for this homemade beer, and basically it looks like it's going to take about 2 weeks. So 2 weeks down the road on our Friday Happy Hour show, hopefully we'll be able to sample it.
Did you get it started?
No, I'm going to get started this weekend. Friday. We'll get it started tomorrow morning.
He's also making some turlet wine.
Turlet wine. They call that jailhouse wine.
I'll make some sangria, too, just to be safe.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, we've got such a big show, and we've done so much since we were on air last. I think probably we should take a break.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we will get into the rest of the show. But before we go, I just want to remind everybody that you are listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show on Radio St. Pete. Where is it? Okay, everybody, that was Rye Cooter, and the name of that song is Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Rye Cooter, everybody.
I dig it.
I think that's a great name, Rye Cooter.
Yeah.
Almost
yeah.
sounds dirty.
Yeah. Somehow I'm thinking that might not be his real
name. That's what I was going to say. I wonder if that's his real name.
I don't think his mama gave him that one.
Well, we named Ty Ty. What's wrong with Rye? Rye Ginn, Ty Ginn, Rye Cooter. What if it was Ty Cooter?
Ty
Cooter.
Whoa.
Ty Cooter. Okay, so the big thing that we did over the break, and probably just about every other American did the same thing, is go to see the new Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Yes.
All right. So now, here in the studio tonight, I know that both Ty and Hannah are both big Star Wars nerds.
Yeah.
I saw the original in 1977, and I was blown away. Since then, I've seen several of them that have basically put me to sleep, especially when you start looking at the Jar Jar Binks era. Uh-huh. That really kind of ruined it for me. Mm-hmm. They sort of jumped the shark, if you will. Mm-hmm. All right, so Ty, you being the biggest Star Wars nerd, what was your thoughts on the movie?
I really liked it. It was refreshing. It was Star Wars, but it was different. New take on everything.
Okay, now you say that it was different, but in my mind, it was almost the original with a little bit of a twist. It was almost the same story to me. It mm-hmm. seemed like that.
But see, I don't know. It felt more like Star Wars than the prequels did.
Mm-hmm. Right. I agree with that.
I'm excited to see what happens next.
Well, I don't think that anybody can refute the fact that the special effects are amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I can't even imagine watching it in IMAX.
No.
I think I just...
Or even 3D,
yeah, I think I'd get motion sickness and that kind of thing. I don't know. I liked the new characters.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the bad guy, what was his name?
Kylo Ren.
Do you think he actually died?
No, I don't think so.
No, he didn't die at all.
No?
No.
Oh, because the way I saw it, it looked like he died.
No.
No, you think he made it.
No, he's just got a really wicked scar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, they mm-hmm. even made like a reference at the end. Yeah. The new Supreme Leader is all like, go get him.
Well,
yeah.
For those of you that have not seen it, we are not going to be the spoiler that maybe you were hoping that we would be. But I will tell you that somebody dies.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's very
somebody
tragic.
Dies. And you might be surprised. Let's see. Anything else you want to say about the movie? I mean,
the little droid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
BB-8.
BB-8. Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool. What about as far as box office? Steph, you were talking about it before the show. The numbers, already it's broken a record. It's already reached $1 billion. And what I heard was that it hasn't even opened in China yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I got a question about them making or getting to this record. I don't know that I've ever been to a movie where if you go to different theaters, the prices vary so much.
Yeah, that was weird.
I mean, the most we saw was $16, then it was like $14, $12. I think the least we saw was like $8.
Right.
Now, are they making so much money? Have they reached this milestone, this record of $1 billion already, because they're charging more money?
It could be.
And if that's the case, then to me, that's cheating.
Right.
I mean, if all the other movies, all the big blockbusters, are charging the regular $8 a person, and they're charging double that.
Well, what we don't know, mm-hmm. and my question would be, say the theater that's charging $16.
Right.
Are they pocketing more of the money?
Probably.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that
making profits for cleaning fees mm-hmm. and popcorn and
or whatever.
Yeah.
But I, in my mind.
Yeah, but it's not like they had to add extra seats.
No,
right, but
no,
I mean,
but
there was. When I went, I don't know if you guys had to stand in line. I had to stand in line.
Yeah, we had.
Yeah, we had
in the theater.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, for like 3 minutes.
No, we stood for a little minute. But
did you?
Yeah,
we didn't. But I think in my mind, when they're calculating this total,
right.
I'm not seeing it. I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at it wrong. As box office total,
right?
It's their portion of the box office.
Okay. Well, I get that. I understand
but
that.
I'm
yeah.
I'm not 100% sure.
I guess when it's all broken down, you know, the theater gets a certain percentage, the movie, you know, company gets a certain percentage, and it's probably pretty standard across the board, regardless of what the theater is charging.
That's so, what I think.
So if they're charging $16 and, you know, their average take for the movie, the movie company is $8, well, they're still going to get their $8.
Well, and Mickey Mouse is the new Sith Emperor now, so there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Star Wars is owned
did
by...
Did I miss that part? Disney,
Star Wars is owned by Disney now.
Mm. So
you know that those contracts are pretty airtight, and Disney's going to get every dollar they deserve.
Now, I heard somewhere that somewhere in one of the opening lines, there was sort of a slap in the face to George Lucas. Did anybody catch that? I didn't.
I did.
It was kind of a slight to him or something like that. Like,
yeah, what was that?
Something about making things right. This will
make things right again, or something.
Make things right again.
That was the first line in the movie.
Okay. all right.
You know, somehow alluding to the fact that the prequels were not of the same standard as the original Star Wars
I get
trilogy.
It now. Yeah.
And I can see that. Right. They did go back to more of a Star Wars feel.
The alternate of that line was no Jar Jar in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there weren't like really any crazy alien people.
Well, they did have that one bar scene at the beginning, just like the very beginning of the original movie.
Yeah, but that's like the only time you saw a crazy like creatures.
One of the things that I liked is when they got onto the Millennium Falcon and they hit that chessboard, they turned it on.
Oh, yeah.
When I first saw the very first Star Wars, I was amazed by that.
Right.
That chess game. I was like, oh, my God, if I could have one of those.
I would love to play chess.
Yeah.
That would be so
Yeah,
cool.
I thought that was very cool, and I thought it was great that they brought that back up. Anyway, so... how about New Year's resolutions?
Uh-oh.
Hand to Claire?
Oh, yeah. Why do you got to go to me first?
You want me to come back to you?
Yeah, come back around? Come back around.
Steph, New Year's resolution? It is New Year's Day.
It is. One of my New Year's resolutions is to do more stuff.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Well, you when know, you say that, meaning what? Like going like downtown and...
Taking a painting class.
Ah, yeah.
Or,
I like that.
You know, like we went and did the glass blowing a couple of years ago. Just
right.
More arts,
more
crafts.
Living.
Well, and we need to
living.
Because that's all good stuff for the show.
Mm-hmm. Right. Know?
And now that we have this show, especially that it's on Radio St. Pete and it's sort of locally... based,
right.
We need to do a lot more here in the community.
And it's a very artistic community.
Right.
You know, so I'd like to, I don't know, maybe try a pottery class or I definitely want to do the painting.
Well, we signed up for that painting class and then at the last minute it was canceled. I would like to go back to that.
Right.
I don't know. I've not seen her advertise that Loy was her name.
Yeah, I'll keep looking. But
we should because that seemed like a good time.
Painting class advertised at Asylum.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
On the windows. I think I'll take a picture next time.
We should check it out.
Yeah.
We should definitely check
but
it out.
But yeah, that's I'm going to commit to actually going following through and doing some of those things.
All right, Ty, what about you?
All right, well, hold your breath.
I am.
I'm gonna try to learn how to drive.
My man.
Whoa.
But I did say that last year too, so.
Okay. Well, then your
it's
resolution should be to make what you resolved to do last year happen.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. It's a work in progress.
Right. Okay. Well, that's a good one. That's a very good one. That's, you know, that's a definitely a goal. Something that's good. I like
that. That's facing a fear.
Because quite frankly, we're all tired of dragging your ass around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
My resolution last year was basically to try to be a little bit more tolerant of people that annoy me. I'm the kind of person, I'm the kind of person that is easily annoyed, and there are certain people that I run into on a daily basis that can set me off Not in a horrific, ugly way, but it's those are the people that I see. It's like, oh, man.
Come on.
You know, all I want to do is, like, I hope they didn't see me so I can turn around and go the other way.
Right.
You know? And I've tried. I've definitely tried to be a lot more tolerant and a lot less annoyed with people. And I think that's something that I have not quite mastered all the way. So I will be working on that.
Keeping that one on the list.
In this new year, I'll be working on that. And I just discovered last weekend that over the last couple of months, I have gotten myself to the heaviest I've ever been in my life. I am now up to 215 pounds.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
I've got, I usually roll around at about 205. So I've got 10 pounds to lose.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go, I want to lose all 15.
Okay.
And just try to run out the rest of my time here on the planet at an even 200.
Okay.
How about that?
Maybe not so many beer tastings.
Well, you never know which one's going to be poison, so you gotta taste them all.
Taste every can that comes in that box.
That's it. Hannah Claire, your turn.
All right. Save more money.
That's a good one.
I need to start saving.
Right.
Should probably do that too.
And yeah.
We could all do that.
We should all do it.
And I want to get into some kind of
jail.
Physical and
jiu-jitsu
activity.
That's good
some
too.
Yoga.
All right.
Gym membership. I don't know. Something.
You don't want a gym membership. That's
I know.
Terrible.
I don't.
No.
No. I need something.
You want more of like a class or
yeah.
I don't know, dance, something.
I'm
that's
not doing Zumba.
Yeah.
Do parkour.
Parkour. No. Yeah.
So I was looking up online about some funny resolutions that I was hoping to find some funny ones. None of them are really that funny, but some of the ones that I like the most I kind of pulled off. And I've got one here that says, my New Year's resolution is to spend less time interacting with people and more time with my phone.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I bet he did that.
I know a lot of people that are on point with that
yeah.
one.
Yes.
It says...
success.
This one says, my New Year's resolution is to be meaner and hotter.
Hey.
All right. Yeah. There you go.
Okay. I could do that one.
All
I mean,
day,
I got
every
the,
day.
I got the hotter down pat.
This is the one I liked. It says, my New Year's resolution is to not have sex with Victoria's Secret models.
Oh.
Nailed it.
Kind of like giving, you know, that yeah. up for Lent.
Yeah, right.
Here's another one. My New Year's resolution is to start buying lottery tickets at luckier stores.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. That's a good one.
You got to find those luckier stores. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, this one I like. My New Year's resolution is to stop taking sleeping pills and laxatives at the same time.
Oh, God.
That's horrible.
That's rough.
Did Jimmy yeah. post that?
No.
Yeah, right? Yuck.
Yuck.
Here's one for Ty. My New Year's resolution is to do less laundry and use more deodorant. And here's one for Hannah. My New Year's resolution is to learn what resolution means.
Thanks.
Get under the bus.
Happy New Year, Hen.
Right. Exactly. All right. So we talked about Star Wars, and then I also ran into a list of the 10 worst movies of 2015, and I have that here. Number 10, Insurgent. Anybody see Insurgent?
I didn't.
It looked yeah. bad.
And, you know, when I've got this list, and it kind of gave, like, the lead actors. It gave a list of these actors. Nobody I'd ever heard of.
No yeah. one cares.
All right. How about this one? The Boy Next Door. That's Jennifer Lopez and Ryan Guzman.
Sounds like crap.
Yep.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Number nice. 9 was Aloha, Bradley Cooper, Emma Stone, and Bill Murray. Didn't see that
nope.
one.
Nope.
Terminator Genesis.
I have that.
That's Arnold Schwarzenegger and nobody else.
Yeah. Well, no. One girl, she's in Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
But,
all right.
Yeah, I have not watched it yet, but I do own it.
How about Hot Pursuit? That's Reese Witherspoon and Sofia Vergara.
Oh, that kind of looked funny.
I kind of thought it did, too, but it came in number 6 on the top 10 worst movies.
I haven't
movies.
Even heard of that.
Yeah. Strange Magic. That's an animated one.
Nope, yeah, no.
I've never heard of it. Pixels, Adam Sandler, and...
Hey, that was kind of good.
Did you see that?
I saw it. That looked interesting. Ty, you should see it. I think you would like it.
It had, what's it, Peter Dinklage?
Yeah.
Crazy mullet in there.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's actually a pretty good one.
All right. How about Mordecai? It's Johnny Depp and Gwyneth Paltrow. Never even heard of it. And how about, I really never heard of this one, The Cobbler? That's Adam Sandler and Stephen Buscemi.
Yeah, that's on Netflix.
That was actually straight to Netflix.
Straight to Netflix. Yeah, it wasn't good, but I mean, it wasn't like the worst movie I've ever seen. It was weird.
It was an Adam Sandler movie.
No, not even. It really wasn't.
Really?
He was a cobbler, like a shoe fixer,
right?
And everyone who brought in their shoes, he would try them on. And he would turn into the people.
Oh, that's
turn
cool.
Turn into that person. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I'll check that one out.
Yeah, it was all right.
More like a Rob Schneider movie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then the last one is Fantastic Four.
Okay.
No, ooh, that.
Sorry.
Not good.
I didn't see it, but no.
It looks like the one guy that's in it is the guy that's in the new Creed movie, the boxing movie.
Oh, maybe.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, no, like
that the looks, same kid.
That looks good.
I'm usually all about comic book movies, but that right. one just looked like a mess.
It's wound up on this list, so it couldn't have been that good. This just in.
Here we go.
Almost everything will work again if you unplug it for a few minutes, including you. All right.
That's
moving
a,
on.
That's a good New Year's right. resolution yeah. type.
Mm-hmm.
This just in.
All right. So you know that we in the past have talked about SpaceX.
Yes.
And this is the company that's owned by Elon Musk.
Right.
And he is doing his damnedest to try to be the new big space guy.
Right.
And he's building
Could that
these
be
rockets.
His official title. Big space guy.
Big space guy.
Big space guy.
Yeah. So he's building these rockets and he's sending them up, and they are like replenishing the International Space Station.
Right.
The one that they just sent up, they sent up 11 satellites successfully. And we've talked about how what his plan is, you know, it's got a big booster rocket that sends the thing up.
Right.
Well, his plan is to land the booster rocket back on Earth so that he can use parts so that launching is less expensive. You don't have right. to come up with new parts right. every time. You can reuse some of these parts. All right.
Green
so
space.
Up until this last time, they were using like this 300 square foot or even bigger than that. It's 300 yard square floating barge out in the Atlantic Ocean off of Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And they were trying to land this thing on that. Well, three attempts, all failed.
Yeah.
All right. So just the other day, they landed one at Cape Canaveral on one of the old launch pads.
Oh.
Yeah. So they were able to do it on solid ground.
Hmm.
So I'm guessing it from here on out, pieces. That's yeah. no, it landed successfully. So that's, you know, that's a step in the right direction for SpaceX
yeah.
and Elon Musk. I thought that was interesting, especially mm-hmm. since we've been covering the disasters. I think they have one actually that was going to replenish the International Space Station back in June that blew up
on its way yeah. up there.
Mm-hmm.
So that obviously didn't make it.
Seems a little more dangerous though to land it, have it come back to land.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because if there's a miscalculation, that's a pretty populated area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what if it lands on the on I-95 or something? Right.
Well, they said that this landing strip, where it landed, is at Cape Canaveral and basically 6 miles from where it took off.
Okay.
And what's amazing is it starts coming back down to Earth 10 seconds after liftoff.
Wow.
What?
Yep.
Really? That's crazy.
That fast. How big do you think that booster rocket is?
That's probably pretty big.
15 stories.
Yep.
Wow.
That's like 150 feet. That's big.
Goodness.
Yeah, they're huge. They're a lot bigger than you think.
Yeah.
So when you think about that thing falling from the sky and trying to land it, you know, on its end, you know.
No.
That's pretty amazing. So, Let's see. Do we want to go ahead and play Stump the Chump?
Why don't we? I think we should.
Let's do Stump the Chump.
Get out of the way. Win some money.
Yeah. All right. Those of you that listen to the Marco Radio Happy Hour show, you know that we play high stakes Stump the Chump. There is $20 on the table. The winner will win that $20. That would mean that Ty gets to eat for the rest of the week and Hannah gets to buy a new pair of shoes.
Yep.
I unfortunately don't get to get any of that money.
Nope.
That's sort of the.
Nope. You just get to spend it.
Yeah, it's the sort of the the bad part of the game for me.
And this is now, the first game. Here.
This is the first game of the year. Yeah. Last year, I came up with 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 39 total wins for the year.
Yeah.
That means that you won quite a few of them, Hannah Claire. Yeah. And Ty Ginn, you won, you know. We didn't,
as well.
We weren't keeping track.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we're all going to keep track. And
mark it.
Starting now, I'm putting my right here.
Put a spot on the table.
Two. Hold on. One. Six.
Get it ready.
Hold on.
Hold on. Here we go.
Okay.
Here
we go. Now, we still need to take a break before we do this. Stephanie, do we have a theme for tonight's Stump the Chump?
Tonight's Stump the Chump is going to be on the human body.
Okay. Radio St. Pete, we will be right back with our human body themed Stump the Chump. Okay, Radio St. Pete, we are back and ready to play Stump the Chump. Does everybody have their ringer or their hooter?
Yes.
All right. There's Mark. Where's Hannah? And Ty Ginn.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. The innermost part of bones contains what? Mark.
That was me. Calling shenanigans.
Call the commish.
Marrow.
Marrow.
All right. That's what I was going to say.
Well, I said it first.
True or false? An adult human body has over 500 bones. Hannah.
True.
No.
Oh, right here. Right this guy.
All right. I'm listening. How many lungs does the human body have? Mark.
Two.
Okay.
Usually.
One. Sometimes.
That's a trick question.
Unless you're John Wayne.
Yeah. Another name for your voice box is the... Mark?
Oh.
Oh, I know it.
Hannah?
Larynx.
Yes. Damn it. I lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah has two. Mark has one. Come on, Ty. The two holes in your nose are called, Mark?
Nostrils.
Yes.
Come on, Ty.
All right. Two. Come on, Ty. You might know this one. Your tongue is home to special structures that allow you to experience tastes such as sour, sweet, bitter, and salty. What is their name, Hannah?
Taste buds.
Yes. All right, she's got three. Taste buds.
Come on. Now you're trying.
The craft beer gave me a headache.
Oh. Well, keep listening.
The little mini sip that he took.
Hannah could win with this one.
Okay.
The bones that make up your spine are called what? Hannah Claire.
Vertebrae.
Yes.
Damn it.
And with the vertebrae, Hannah wins $20.
I could be a doctor.
You could be a doctor.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations, Hannah. You get the very first $20 of the year. And mark it down because we're going to keep tighter records this year.
Yeah, you're going to be audited where all the money went.
Today is the first. That's right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, because we are definitely going to keep track of just how much you are robbing from the family. I hope we can eat. Okay. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. This just in. Looking at you, Anna. here it is. You don't have a right to the cards you believe you should have been dealt, but you have an obligation to play the hell out of the ones you're holding.
Is that a joke?
I was going to say, who are you, Confucius today?
No, this comes from
Sun Tzu.
Memoirist Cheryl Strayed.
Memoirist?
I got that out of The Week magazine, one of my all-time new favorite magazines. The Week magazine. Memoirist.
Memoirist.
Memoir. Don't make fun of me, Hannah. Don't make fun of me. Okay, Hannah Claire, listen up.
What?
You're going to like this one. Yeah.
City Council member Steve Cornell proposed a city ordinance that would decriminalize the possession of a very small amount of marijuana.
Yep.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like 20 grams something.
Or less, right. Yes. It says the proposal is calling for a civil citation ticket of about $100
right.
instead of basically arresting you.
Right.
And this is for possession of 20 grams or less of marijuana. All right. The whole reason that they're doing this is because a lot of the offenders they're finding out are young.
Yeah.
So here you are, you're being arrested at a very young age for a what's considered a drug crime.
Right. Yeah.
And now it's pretty much screwing up your whole life.
Right.
Now you're trying to go to school. You right. can't get into school. You're trying to rent an apartment. You right. can't do that. You're right. trying to get a job. You can't do that. So I think this is a very good thing because, you know, look, everybody makes mistakes. I'm not saying that smoking marijuana is a mistake.
Right.
I think before too long, it will be legalized just about everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just think that this is a good thing to do for society as it is. Also, it's going to help with prison overcrowding.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people in there are just in there for a small Absolutely. Amount of pot.
I read this book years ago called The Hot House.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a book about Leavenworth Prison, which is one of the worst prisons in the country, in the right. world, okay? And it was amazing to me reading this book that there were so many people back in the early 70s that were incarcerated into federal penitentiaries for minor marijuana offenses.
Yeah.
All right. Then what happens is because now you're in prison, you're not a violent offender, mm-hmm. but you're thrown into prison, you know, with all Lit. These violent Very offenders. Violent offenders. And now all of a sudden, to get protection, you have to join a club.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And a lot of these clubs are blood in, blood out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So in order to get that protection, you have to do something for them, like stab somebody. Or kill somebody, and now all of a sudden, you may have had a 10-year sentence for this minor marijuana charge. Now you're looking at life.
Right. Yep.
You know, mm-hmm. to me, that's...
For assault or murder.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Our prison system doesn't
And there's
doesn't
so
work
many people that has right. happened to.
Right.
And it's not just the drug charges. Anybody going in for a minor crime, when you're... The prison system is horrible.
Right.
There is no rehabilitation.
No,
and if they say that there is, they're lying to you.
Right. Yeah.
They're lying to you. Not that I know firsthand, because I've never been to prison, but I know people that have been in prison, and I know for a fact that they weren't getting any rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. None whatsoever. So anyway, I kind of like this new thing, this new bill that this Steve Cornell is trying to pass. Already, here in the state of Florida, the similar laws already exist in Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties, as well as Miami Beach, Fernandina Beach, and Hollandale Beach. So already here in the state of Florida, they've already adapted
right.
this
rule.
Right, in certain counties.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think it's a good idea, and I think
they
should go ahead
idea.
And do
it's
it.
It's a good first step.
Yes. Yeah,
absolutely. Sure. Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
Yep, yep, yep. Okay, what do we have here? Okay, one of the things on the show that we try to do is because this is a local show and we are, you know, sort of locally based here in Seminole, Florida, and Radio St. Pete is all about providing information about St. Pete and Tampa and all our local beaches areas.
Right.
So we try to give some information about some of the local things that are happening. And one of the things that I saw just recently is the Don Cesar Hotel, which is down in St. Pete Beach, big, pink, beautiful building, just won an award. For its, it says, what did it get? It got best historic hotel in the country,
wow,
for its size category by the Historic Hotels of America organization.
Nice.
So that's kind of cool.
That is really,
you know, I've never been in there.
Yeah,
I've always wanted to go in there,
yeah,
but never have been in that place.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have to make a point of actually
of
going
actually
in there.
Going down.
Yeah. I don't care if we stay there, mm-hmm, but if we just go down and go to one of the restaurants, you know, right on the beach.
Right.
I think that'd be cool. Yeah.
It seems like they used to have...
I'm sure they're like 5-star restaurants.
Well, they used to have like an ice cream parlor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of my managers now, she used to work there.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In like the lobby area off the beach. I've had ice cream there before.
Well, I always consider the Don Cesar as the gateway to my all-time favorite part of Florida, which is Paso Grill.
Yes.
So you can't get to Paso Grill until you pass the Don Cesar.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So I like that. It says the Don Cesar opened in 1928. It has 10 floors, 277 rooms. It is nicknamed the Pink Palace. Back in the 40s, it was actually used as an army hospital.
Oh,
yes.
And it was almost torn down in the 70s because apparently it had gotten into such disrepair that they were going to tear it down until it was purchased by Lowe's.
Nice.
Not Lowe's, the hardware store, but Lowe's. Anyway.
The hotel.
It's actually called Lowe's Don Cesar Hotel.
Oh.
Lowe's. Lowe's.
Oh, if they had torn that down, what a loss.
Are you kidding? Well, they tore down the Biltmore.
I know. I know. And that was horrible.
Yeah. Let's see. What else did they? It says its guests have ranged from F. Scott Fitzgerald to Jerry Garcia.
Wow. So
that's quite
and
a
that's
range.
Where Ron White.
Yeah, I
that's
know he stays there.
Ron White stays there, and his dog gets his massages and his puppy food service, room service, and treated like a king.
Treated like a king. Okay, do we want to try to do an I Don't Care?
Do it.
Yes, I have not done one in a while, and like I said, this is our first show in a couple of weeks. A little
and
rusty.
And the first show of the new year. You got to start off right.
All right. Yeah. Well, then let's go ahead and do it. Okay, on tonight's show, we could have talked about the best and worst airlines for healthy food, but I don't care. We could have talked about the top political stories of 2015, but I don't care. We could have talked about hoverboard safety tips, but I don't care. We could have talked about San Francisco angry with Justin Bieber over a PR stunt, but I don't care. We could have talked about what it meant to be a man in 2015. But I don't care. On tonight's show, we could have talked about the evolution of the female figure, but I don't care. We also could have talked about whether or not glasses for color blindness really work, but I don't care. And on tonight's show, we could have talked about the confessions of a used car lot owner, but I don't care. Like I said, it was a little rusty.
Mm-hmm. I think the best safety tip for the hoverboard is don't get on it.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Don't waste your money.
Right? I came home midday today, and on my way back, I saw this kid in a driveway with an orange hoverboard, and he was doing some pretty cool tricks. I was out of light, so I got to watch them for like a minute. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa, well, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Well,
most of the people that I've seen on them, they look like they're drunk.
Well, this kid, he was probably, I don't know, 11, 12, something like that. And you know how like when you're ice skating or roller skating, like you're skating forward and then all of a sudden you flip around backwards and now you're going backwards?
Yeah.
Right? Well, he did a move like that on that thing. And then he did like a twirl. Whoa. I was like, wow.
Kid's got game.
And the whole time I'm thinking, when's it going to burst into flames? That's too much friction, kid. Get off of that thing. Anyway. Okay, well, like I say, it is New Year's Day. Happy New Year's, everybody. Happy 2016. I hope it's a good year for everybody. It's nice to be back, and I'm looking forward to next week's show right here on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show on Radio St. Pete. Does anybody have any last words that they would like to share before we shut this sucker down? Mm. No, Hannah Claire says no. Ty again.
I can't think of anything.
Okay. Stephanie?
No.
All right. Well, then, as always, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right. Let's get a drink.
It's martini time.
That's it.